This is Pray Tell, Dr. Hash, and I'm Dr. Martin D. Hash, Esquire, wisest man in the world, because the competition just ain't that tough. And these are things I wish someone had told me.
Today's topic, digital currency. From an autistic point of view, digital currency seems like a good idea. Known colloquially as cryptocurrency, there are many private issuers. Speculators are investing in them, gambling that the value will go up indefinitely. In reality, all of them are simply Ponzi schemes, but few people, and certainly not the government, are identifying them as such. In fact, governments want to get in on the deal. Replacing the dollar as the world's fiat currency is the CBDC, the Central Bank Digital Currency, which is currently being introduced through some of the world's largest banks. The difference between the CBDC and other digital currencies, most famous of which is Bitcoin, is that CBDC will be overseen by government. So much of the privacy advantage is lost. But presumably government force will be used to ensure CBDC's continued existence, whereas Bitcoin could simply be a footnote in history if government decides it won't be allowed to exist any longer. It's suspected by conspiracy theorists that CBDC is intended to be used to wipe out the U.S. national debt by replacing the previous imaginary money with this new digital currency that they can create out of nowhere.
For more, see my website at martinhash.com.